When I find Chris Lowry, the researcher spearheading the project, he's already knee-deep in the Boyne River. He's wearing a plaid shirt and tan waders, squinting at a box-like piece of equipment that measures water flow.
So what I'm really doing today is I'm measuring the flow in the river in order to see how flow changes based on how deep the water is.
Lowry is a researcher from the University of Buffalo, New York. He says his goal is to set up a sign with a thermometer attached to it so people walking by the river can text him water data.
Citizens can send us text messages of things like the height of the water in a stream or the temperature of a stream. And by taking these messages in, we will then have data points that we can start to develop a numerical model to predict stream flow and stream temperature.
The texts are sent to a computer that virtually plugs the data into a spreadsheet that Lowry and his team will use to build a 5 to 7 day forecast.
As soon as this text message comes in, it will then be sent to the model, and the model will adjust its prediction based on this message that comes in. And so it will be completely automated. Every single time a new observation comes in, boom, the model will get a little better.
Lowry says building a model for rivers is important to conservation.
And so our model will be able to predict when the stream is high and when the stream is low and when the temperature is, you know, when the stream is hot and when the stream is cool, so that we can better inform people when it's a good time to maybe use that resource or when it's maybe a good time to protect that resource.
Lowry hopes his work, which is funded by a roughly $500,000 National Science Foundation grant, will be used to manage rivers across the country, using citizen data to create river weather models that let conservationists know how best to manage the waterways. And, says Lowry, that makes citizens essential to the work.
Without citizen scientists, we have nothing. And so that's one of the points of coming up here. And so we spend time with the folks at the Friends of the Boyne River, and we talk about how the measurements are made, and they talk to us about the problems. Because what I realized after coming up here 2 months ago was one of my signs was unclear. And so we're updating the sign so it's more clear, so that the citizen scientists send in the data that I need, and that we both are speaking the same language.
As Lowry talks, members of the Friends of the Boyne River drive up and begin unpacking their cars. The group works on conservation projects and was a natural fit for Lowry's research. Adam Kennedy is the president of the group, which he says has existed for roughly 20 years. He says the group enjoys taking the river measurements.
It's kind of like a doctor. You go get your physical and they check your blood pressure and your temperature and your weight. On the river, that's what we're constantly doing is we're checking the temperature. We're seeing the flow. How are the levels?
Kennedy and the Friends of the Boyne hammer in a post next to the river and put the finishing touches on a sign with a thermometer, its long wires trailing into the stream.
I would put this, you want the wire around the front or do you want the wire around the back?
Mike Durbin is another member of the group. He says this kind of conservation is important.
Someone has to take care of the river. We need caretakers. We need people to take care of stuff.
The sign complete, Lowry and I take a reading of the water temperature and text the information to the number listed on the sign. I make Chris turn on the sound of his phone so we can hear the text send.
And then 55.4?
55.4.
The sign's first few measurements logged, both citizens and scientists will head to a barbecue in Boyne City. Together, they hope their work will help protect the Boyne River and rivers across the country. But for now, both are happy to share a hot dog and a cold drink. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.